This is St. Louis Public Radio. As more people become sick with the coronavirus, emergency rooms and the people who work in them are at the center of the crisis. They're used to working under pressure, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports, COVID-19 has struck fear into medical workers treating the region's sickest patients.
When coronavirus patients stop breathing, Barnes Jewish Hospital emergency room Dr. Evan Schwartz and his team place tubes in their throats and connect them to ventilators. The procedure is one of the riskiest undertakings a doctor can do right now. Intubating someone means potentially deadly virus droplets can spray into the air. Medical workers are wearing masks, gowns, gloves, and face protection. They place a large plexiglass-like cube over patients to help contain the spray. But Schwartz still fears getting sick.
The staff, the nurses, the techs, other physicians, what happens if they get sick and get exposed?
Emergency room doctors are used to treating the most serious patients and seeing death each day. But they say COVID-19 is different. It puts them, their coworkers, and their families at risk. Treating a new disease in which people must die alone on a hospital bed also takes a mental toll. The procedure weighs on Schwartz's mind. He knows once a patient gets put on a ventilator, they may never recover.
We know that people that have gotten intubated, at least in some places, their mortality is just incredibly, incredibly high.
Some doctors at hospitals in New York have started connecting multiple patients to a single ventilator because of a massive shortage. Physicians in Italy have had to make tough decisions about whom to treat when there are more sick patients than life-saving equipment. Schwartz is worried that could happen in Missouri.
I worry about having to potentially have very difficult conversations with patients if we don't have enough resources to take care of them.
Dr. Jeffrey Siegler also works at Barnes Jewish Hospital as well as three other area emergency departments. Every day, Siegler puts on all his protective equipment. When he treats patients who could have COVID-19, he might wear the cumbersome gear all day. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say people who don't look or feel sick can spread COVID-19. Siegler says that's a constant worry for doctors, even when they see patients with something as simple as a broken bone.
Does this person with a broken leg also have COVID? We've seen reports where, you know, they come in with something totally unrelated, and then, oh yeah, by the way, they just happen to have COVID on their x-ray or their swab, but they never had any symptoms.
He says if hospital workers aren't wearing a lot of protective equipment, they could be exposed. That makes doctors scared they could spread the disease to their families. So when Siegler's shift is done, his other job, decontaminating himself, begins.
I do as much of a decon on myself as possible in the ED right before I leave. Then at my car, I change into gym clothes. And then when I get home, I change out of those gym clothes, put the scrubs in a trash bag to wash later.
After that, he showers and then washes down the inside of his car with Lysol. Doctors are used to leaving their stress at the hospital, but now their fear follows them home. Howie Mell is an ER doctor at St. Elizabeth Hospital in O'Fallon, Illinois.
The idea of bringing something home that's going to hurt my family and that has this level of transmissibility, that's a new experience for me.
Mel is a former firefighter and is used to having a scary job. For the first time in his life, he's scared for his wife's safety.
Fires don't chase firemen home, but this bug chases lots of folks home, and that's a new reality.
Epidemiologists predict the number of coronavirus patients will peak in the next 2 weeks. While they wait, doctors will keep on working and worrying. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.